are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Now I'm hungry. I am ready for a, well.
Talking recipes.
Yeah, that's all right. We're having a good time here behind the scenes. Like I said, when Tommy and Seal are in the studio, I know that I'm going to be entertained for at least an hour and change every day. Always a good time to have them here. But we need to get to the business at hand, and I'm going to start things off with a little bit of an odd question for you. We do have a little bit of snow and white stuff on the ground right now, and, well, I have a lot of people that tell me, this is good for the soil, and I do know that the snow is good for the soil. What does it do for the plants that maybe aren't quite as used to it as some of the other stuff that is native in the area? Is it a problem right now that we've got everything frozen outside?
No, it's actually a blanket, okay? It's a blanket for what you got growing underneath it. Mm-hmm. When you get the cold temperatures behind it, it protects the plants. So as long as you don't have heavy coats of ice where you got damage, the snow actually is a good thing if you're going to get cold.
A little bit of an insulator, both the trees, the brush, and the ground. So.
Yep.
We do know it adds a lot of nitrogen back to the soil, so it's probably a good thing. As my wife was saying, yeah, it's going to put some nitrogen in, it's going to kill all the critters.
The day before we got the snow and Scott, I was outside, I have a bunch of pots, and I was watering, and people were driving by looking at me like they thought I was crazy, mm-hmm. but you want those pots to be wet. You want them to have water in them.
Right.
And so anyway, I was doing that. But again, just watching my neighbor's reaction, I'm standing out there in 40-degree weather watering plants. So
well,
people already
sure
know I'm crazy, but anyway.
Got to make sure the deer are fed, Tommy.
Go have the deer.
I drove out following the deer tracks walking right to my house this morning.
No,
all
that's
right,
not
they're
good.
Just right in the snow.
Yep.
They came almost up to my front door, the tracks. Yep.
Well, they know where the good stuff's at.
Yep. There's a rose bush right there. Of course they do.
Exactly. They know where the good stuff's at. This is a cold time of year, and right now today we're probably not going to step outside and do anything in our garden, but that doesn't mean there's not any prep that we can't be doing right now getting ready for our spring season.
Plan.
Yes.
I would imagine with all the cold weather all over the country, mm-hmm. the mail order places have just absolutely done a bang up business.
So,
but it's a good time to do it. You got nothing. You can't go outside.
Exactly.
And people are, you know, you're wasting time reading a book a book. But you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Start planning your garden. If you took pictures last year, look them over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make notes about where you need to improve something and go online and research some stuff. There's good bargains out there. There's good information out
mm-hmm.
there.
A lot of great stuff out
mm-hmm.
there. And it depends on which direction you're going to want to go. It'll also depend a lot on the conditions you have there around your house. There are some yards that I don't care what you do, they're going to be in the shade all day long. There's others that they're never going to see any shade all day long. You need to make sure you're planning for what you've got.
Habitat is important,
mm-hmm.
and if you have too much sun, plan and put something in that gives you a little relief, some shade.
Right.
All right. Obviously, it's going to take some time to mm-hmm. make that come to fruition,
right.
but you'd be surprised. I've lived down here for 12, 13 years right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm amazed at the size of some things that I planted when I first moved
in. Yeah. Yep.
Without a doubt.
You know what's funny is to talk about planting. I was looking on my computer this morning. 8 different plant companies have sales on stuff right now. They know, just like we
wow.
do, the people are inside.
Yep.
They're
yep.
locked up, and they've got sales. And if you buy $129 worth, you get free shipping
mm-hmm.
or this and that. And boy, Tommy Hagen's just thinking, oh, wow, those daylilies would look good here. These would look good there. And again, I do like Seal does. I take pictures. I take a ton mm-hmm. of photos of my yard.
You take photos?
But I just love to look at them and see what did good and what didn't do so good. Because,
yeah.
you know, we all think we're great gardeners, but not everything does equally well. And you pick,
mm-hmm.
be smart, guys.
Yes.
Save yourself some money and put stuff in the right place the
yes.
first time.
Yep.
So
that's now,
coming from experience, 80 years of experience.
Well, I was going to say, so how much does that factor into play when you go there to our big box stores there? I don't know, well, maybe in late October, and you see everything is 75 to 90% off.
That's not fair. When you see it 75% off, you just buy it.
You know,
anyway.
You know what? There's things that are going to grow here and going to live to their full life
mm-hmm.
expectancy. There's things here that are going to grow to 2/3 their life expectancy.
Right.
If you do it with that knowledge
mm-hmm.
and it's something you like and it gives you makes
yep.
you happy, do it.
There you go.
Without
yes.
a doubt.
Yep.
Just be aware of what you do. Do it with knowledge so
mm-hmm.
that you know what you're getting into. Because it's frustrating to plant something that shouldn't be here and it doesn't do good. And you wonder what you
wonder
did
why.
Wrong.
Wonder why, exactly.
What you did wrong
yep.
is you didn't put the right plant in the right place.
Yep. Well, it's the right plant in the right place is tremendously important. To just because they've got that sale where you can get the leftovers at 90% off doesn't mean you need to fill up the back of your Tahoe and drive home with everything and then figure out a spot to put it all.
Well, we all do some of that, okay? And we'd be lying to you if we didn't say we did. But read. Take that phone and read about it. Make an educated decision.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if it's something you just got to have, well, just know what your chances are.
Well, yeah, it's and we're saying this in great jest for Tommy because we do know that he has stopped on by and participated in maybe one of those sales once before. So it is a very important thing, though, to know the yard space that you've got to. You can't buy 4,000 plants if you only got room for 200. You can't buy too much stuff to put in too small of an area. I see that happen on a pretty regular basis. And, well, you get to the end of the yard, oh, I've still got two left over. Wasn't planning on having these left over.
Buy a pot.
My kind of woman. Yeah.
Well, buy a pot, but plan a little bit in advance. Know what it is you're going to be getting. You don't need to have those extras necessarily. So,
I have a lot of extra pots because I've done that.
Okay. Well, my wife has a whole lot of extra pots. She has been really into flowers the last few years, and we buy one or two, and then you realize, we probably should have bought four, and so things do expand. One thing that I do know, the planning is great. We do need to make sure we're aware of our areas. We also have to know seasonally where we're at. We cannot start sticking stuff in the ground just because we're going to see a week of sunshine here early in February.
No, you need to know your time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You need to watch the weather.
Yes.
You have to understand that our frost-free date's the middle of April.
Yes.
All right? You won't want to put your tomato plants in. Now, that doesn't mean to say some years you could plant them March 1st.
Right.
There was one year I was here, I don't think we had frost all winter, and you could have grown them in February.
Yep.
But that's a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the weather. Pay attention to what is. And if you buy something early at them big box stores, make sure you know you got to take care of it till it's time to put it in the ground outside.
That's the biggest thing right now. My wife is wanting to get our tomatoes and our chilies started. No, we need to wait about another month because we don't want to grow them indoors.
Well, if you're going to start them indoors...
They're going to get too big inside of a month to be... for the number she's wanting to provide to the garden this year, there's no chance we're going to have space for that indoors this year to do that. I'm consciously aware of that. My wife sometimes doesn't see that. That goes back to the planning stage.
Honestly, when I lived up north and our frost-free date was May 20th, I would start my seeds indoors right now.
Really?
I did. I had a south-facing sliding glass
door,
and I put... Yeah, you just have to know what you're doing and realize those, you know, repot them, have room so that as they get a little bigger, they're not going to stay in those seed starting trays.
Yep.
You're going to put them in a little 4-inch pot.
Yep. And well, it's the 4-inch pots that are going to be the problem with the number of plants that we have.
That you got to plan for that.
Well, I said it all goes back to planning. So looking forward to another successful season. I still had green tomatoes on the vine last year ready to come ripe when we had our first frost in October. So looking forward to getting the tomatoes back in the ground this year, having some fresh stuff all year long. Know there's a lot of folks that are looking forward to putting something in the ground, but they're maybe not sure what to do this time of year.
I would go out and prune.
Pruning is a good thing, good idea. Go out and look around, see what some of, if you have some branches that have died.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little bit of, not ice, but some heavy stuff, and a few branches broke off.
Yep.
Get those, you can get those gone now. They don't need to be hanging around.
Right.
So, anyway.
And shape your things. Other than your spring blooming plants, not your roses, but everything else, especially your maples. You want to get those maples before we get any warm weather where that sap starts to flow.
Exactly,
okay?
Yep.
But beyond that, it's a good time of year to shape your plants.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, don't take on your shrubs more than a third of the branches out.
Right.
Prune them from the close to the ground as you can.
Yep.
The thickest branches. You keep renewing it, you'll get new growth, and you'll be happy with the shape and size of your shrubs.
There you go.
Good time to do it. And we're going to have some good weather in about a week.
Maybe. We'll see.
We're praying.
Better weather.
You know what? If it's 45 degrees, it's great with the sunshine. You'd be surprised how nice it feels outside. I work out there that time of year all
the time.
I was
outside at 45 degrees putting up and taking down Christmas decorations. It's cold.
you know, it's cold, but I guess... I like that cooler weather. I can get out there with a vest on and work, and I don't get nearly as tired. And I usually have a beverage to drink, a Gatorade or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, it just feels good. And because you get me out there at 90 degrees, and this whole body doesn't last quite as long as it used to.
No,
so,
in fact, as soon as this weather breaks, you know, in another 10 days
so,
I'm going to be out there digging up stuff for the Master Gardener plant sale.
There we go.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, we'll find out more about that here in just a couple moments. We've also got to find out about the seminar. We've got to find out if there's a plant of the month. But right now, I've got to talk to the folks that pay the bills. I'm actually going to do this on time. It doesn't happen very often. You're listening to The Morning Show this morning. We are brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. And if you've got Medicare questions, They are the folks with all the answers, but you need to give them a call. 1-800-224-6330 is a number. They'll answer the questions that you might have. You are listening to The Morning Show this morning, KRZP 92.7. It's time for our final break. Tommy Steele and I back to wrap it up right after this. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Folks over there at Hardee's don't want me to tell you there's no line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's. You can stop on by over there and get you something to eat or drink. They've been rather busy the last couple of mornings. Stop on by over there and get your day started off right with a delicious breakfast over there from Hardee's. I teased you right there before the break. Had a couple of ideas about stuff we may be talking about when he came back from break. I'm going to start things off right now with the plant sale, because it's a little ways off, but I also know there's a lot of folks that plan their, they plan their April schedule around the plant sale, and of course I picked the one thing that was probably on the last page, because Seal went screaming through the pages.
No, I'm just looking for it's the last Saturday in April. Uh-huh. It's April 27th,
excuse me. Gotcha, 27th of April, okay.
And it's over at the fairgrounds.
Yes, ma'am.
We open up at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Get in line as soon as you can before that.
And I'm going to say something here. They moved you a couple years ago over there to the livestock area, and I'm just going to say there was a little bit of trepidation. You weren't quite sure how that might work out outside. I think that the venue you found out there in the livestock area is about as ideal as it gets for a plant sale.
I couldn't agree more. We were really, we didn't know what to expect, and it's turned out fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Line them up, go down there,
yep.
Turn around, come back the other way.
Yep.
It's much, much better shopping, much more fun.
Okay.
Folks, he said it opens at 9 o'clock. Let me, for one time in your life, listen to me. Be there early, because I'm telling you, at 9 o'clock, people by 10:30, we're out of plants.
Well,
we have a ton of plants, mm-hmm. but we have a ton of people that want a ton of plants. So they buy them by the basket load and get there early,
mm-hmm.
and you'll have fun. Scott and I will entertain you in line.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll have a good time for you, and we're reasonably priced.
Oh yeah,
most of the members support the mm-hmm. plant sale by growing plants. Seal does one of the best jobs of any of us, but it's just fun. It's a good time. You get to meet people, and we'll have everything. We'll have vegetables. We'll have all kinds. We'll have a few trees. We'll have a little bit of everything at fair prices, and it's stuff that'll grow around here.
There you go. That's what I was just getting ready to say.
And you never know what's going to be there, because it's all coming from Master Gardeners, and if they decide that this year they want to try something different, mm-hmm. you're going to be the beneficiary of that.
Well, and sometimes it is dependent on the weather. We had a couple of, difficult winter for that, and it changes the product availability sometimes with some of the products available there.
A little bit, but Master Gardeners are all folks that are growing things, and they may be growing it on the kitchen countertop, or they may be growing it in a little greenhouse,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So by all means, you're going to see a lot of good different things there. As we said before, it's stuff that grows here. You know it's going to succeed.
There you go. So now we need to shift gears, because before that, we are also going to have our spring seminar, and that's coming up before you know it.
And that's going to be more fun than a barrel of monkeys. And we have changed. Listen closely.
Okay.
We've changed our location. It's going to be at the First Baptist Church, and it's going to be on 1205 Spring Street. And it's right that big, crazy corner, I call it, where the road turns.
Right there by the golf course.
Right by the golf course. Perfect description. But it's a beautiful location. Seal has spotted it out, got it all lined up. But that's where it's going to be this year. And we've got four great speakers. She's going to give you a little more information about some of them. But it's a good time. And you're talking about planning. This is a good time to come plan, learn about the gardening things. You'll match up with people when you're there. You'll meet people that like things that you like. You can interact with them, have a good time. And then we have places where you can actually spend a couple of dollars. We'll have some books.
Right, yep.
We'll have opportunity tables, mm-hmm. I think we call them.
Yep.
But anyway, you got all kinds of fun things to do there. And plus, the best part of the whole place, guys, is the food. These ladies cook, cook, and I eat. So that's a great combination. So
nothing at all wrong with that. We've got right at 4 minutes. We need to get two things in here really quickly. And we've got the plant sale. We got the seminar coming up. The seminar is going to be a great time. You've got some great guest speakers this year.
Absolutely. Our star speaker is a gentleman by the name of Colston Burrell. And I want to tell you, our Marcia Taylor, one of my co-chairs, looked at his presentation. She got the digital version of it last night, and she is really excited.
Uh-huh.
He is talking about Nature as Gardener, working with natural process for beauty, and catch this, reduced maintenance.
There you go.
Absolutely. I'm all looking for that. And then the new estate coordinator for Master Gardener, Senators, Randy Forst, is coming, mm-hmm. and he's talking on Some Like It Hot.
Uh-huh.
It's all about heat-tolerant plants.
Oh, it's not about the chilies?
Possibly. Oh. And then the former state mm-hmm. coordinator, Janet Carson, who you yes. all know, is talking now, preparing for the season ahead.
Okay.
Timely deal.
Yes.
And then our local county agent, Brad Brunsick, mm-hmm. and this is it sounds a little dry, but
can you do a Cher impersonation for this?
No.
Oh. What do we got going on?
Cankers, rots, lesions, and spots. It's all about managing plant diseases mm-hmm. in the South.
Yes.
Now, I know that sounds like it's going to put you to sleep, but I got to tell you, if there's anyone that can talk about this and make you interested and save you a few bucks in your mm-hmm. garden, it's going to be Brad. So
yes.
by all means, come do it. And Tommy was talking about the opportunity table. Mm-hmm. We have three great special auction items.
Uh-huh.
All right. We have a donation of 2 cedar rectangular planters
Ooh.
That are going to be planted with a dwarf oak leaf hydrangea.
Okay.
And they'll be auctioned off separately.
Ah.
And then a master gardener has made a rectangular cedar planter.
Okay.
That's thanks to our Rod Gilmore.
Fantastic.
And so those are going to be our special auction items. We have to do auctions instead of raffles in deference to the churches.
Yep.
That's some things have changed
yep.
there. And I will tell you, you need to bring cash or check for the auctions.
Right.
We are not equipped to take a credit
yep.
card, so I encourage you there. But
there you go.
We have come into the digital age.
Yes.
You can register online.
Okay.
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go under Special Events Spring
right.
Seminar. And on the left side, you'll see a place to click, and you can register online. And you can use a credit card there or a check, whichever you prefer.
Fantastic.
So $35. It's a great day. Doors open at 8. Presentation doesn't start till 9, so
right.
don't eat breakfast. Come nibble
mm-hmm.
your way through
yeah.
the, because you will.
Yes.
Lunch will be provided as mm-hmm. well, and snacks will be served all day. Come have a good time. Meet us. Come look us up. We'd love to talk with you all.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll learn something, and you'll get to meet other gardeners. And I think it's a great day.
Should be a fun, fun time over there for that one. I'm going to try to make that one. You've got a conflicting event over there that I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get to both of that day.
Well, you come anytime you want.
We will see how we can work that all out. And looking forward to a great time. Is there any chance you can get in our plant of the month in 2 minutes?
Yeah, we're going to go real quick through. We're going to
okay.
talk
Sorry
plants.
About that.
That's okay. Plants of the year.
Ah.
The annual plant of the year is a Supertunia jazzberry. Heavy feeder in containers, so you're going to have to do it.
Okay.
You're all familiar with the Supertunia, so I'm not going to waste too much time
right.
there. But it's a new color. Perennial plant of the year is Pink Profusion Salvia. Deer resistant, full sun, drought tolerant.
There you go,
Amen.
Tommy.
Amen.
All right. And then one of his favorites, Hosta of the year, Shadowland Hudson Bay.
Okay, hold on just a second. We've got a deer repellent resistant breed, and then we've got deer candy.
Cotton candy. Yeah.
Well, you know what? What can I say? It's slug resistant.
Hey, there we go.
Anyway, 24 inches high, 26 inches mm-hmm. wide, large mound, tricolor leaves,
yep.
white blue margins, apple green jetting, and creamy white center.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be interesting.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the shrub of the year is Wine and Spirits Weigela, which is harmful to deer. 36 to 60 inches tall and wide, full sun but will tolerate light shade, blooms in spring, so prune immediately afterwards. It's dramatic foliage with crisp white-green flowers. Foliage is dark purple to black, and flower white foliage with pink shading.
Wow.
So it should be an attractive one.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So
yep.
good foundation plant up against a building or something. It looks
yep.
a good size for that.
All right. We got about 45 seconds left. We're going to have this information online by any chance.
We will have it online tomorrow.
Fantastic. Get all that information right there at the website for our Baxter County Master Gardeners, which is?
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Stop on by there, check it out, get yourself registered for the seminar. Tommy, what you got?
Scott, my animals are loving me. I fed my birds, and I got about 100 birds out of my deck
uh-huh.
that are just loving every bit of it.
Yeah.
And also just ordered 5 new hosta plants yesterday. So anyway, my deer love me. My birds love me. When I get to heaven, they're all going to love me up
Your
there.
Your deer
so.
Are going to be very, very well fed this year with those hostas. So yeah, if you want to find out more, stop on by BaxterCountyMG.com. Do make sure you get signed up for the seminar. They'll be having that there coming up before you know it right there at the 1st of March.
March 2nd.
So stop on by, check that out. All right, that music playing in my ears means I do need to go ahead and make my escape right now. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this edition of The Morning Show. I've had Tommy Hagen, I've had Seo Gusecki. It's been a great ride. You can stop on by BaxterCountyMG.com. Find the wrap-up of this here probably in a day or two. As for me, well, I'm getting ready to slide on out the door. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of The Morning Show. I will be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great day.
Getting your guaranteed